Live from Lobo Stadium, it's the 112th meeting between the Marshall Mavericks and the top-ranked Class 5A Division I Longview Lobos. Hello, I'm Brian Houston along with Johnny Vaughn. Longview coach by John King is 1-0 after his 36-10 win over McKinney Boyd last week. The Lobos quarterback threw for 201 yards and two touchdowns, both to star receiver Jalen Hale, who totaled 123 yards and catches. Taylor Tatum rushed for 144 yards and three touchdowns, and the Lobo defense held Boyd to 156 total offense. Marshall's coached by first-year coach Jack Alvarez, who won a state championship in Ennis in 2014. Loves to run the football down your throat, going primarily with a split backfield and the quarterback under center. The Mavericks beat Tyler High and Marshall last week 40-29. They rushed for over 300 yards against the Lions, with J.Q. Davis leading the way with 153 yards and three scores, Boyd Robinson adding 121 yards on the ground. It's going to be physical. It's going to be fun. Marshall versus Longview, back with Johnny Vaughn as the Peter Chevrolet Dodge Jeep Ram Buick of Longview pregame show continues. You're listening to Longview Lobos football on 106.5 Jack FM.
Well, since Coach King been here, they talk about it, and it is a big rivalry, but he's 17-1, so they've only lost one time in his era. I think this is going to be an interesting game tonight because they rushed for over 300 yards last week against Tyler High. So when you get a team like this that can run the football, they can shorten the field, so to speak, because they can use a lot of the clock. A lot of times it limits the other team's ability to get the ball. And one of the things that Longview in the past has been able to do is because they just have had probably more athletes, Marshall has tended to wear down as the game's gone on. And I think tonight with the running game, if their running game is effective, I think that they could put up a good game against the Lobos.
A beautiful night for football, 82 degrees right now after a day of rain and wet and drizzle. It has cleared out. It's a beautiful sunny evening. As the sun sets, it's going to be a perfect night for football, and we're ready to tee it up right now. Michael Fields is going to tee it up for the Longview Lobos, and back deep to take that kickoff return. Number four for Marshall, and that's J.Q. Davis. And number 11 for Marshall is Bird Robinson, both of the great running backs. The kick is going to be taken by Davis at the 5-yard line, brought out to the 10, 15, and he goes down at the 19-yard line, and that's where Marshall will take over first and 10. On third down now, you got three wide receivers, two to the right, ball's on the right hash mark. Back to throw, Sloan. Fires it deep, right sideline, man open. Did he catch it? One-handed grab. Caught it at the 35-yard line, a 30-yard gain, and a first down. Zachary Smith makes the grab on a 30-yard pass play. Mavericks have had the ball since the opening kickoff. They sent two wide to the right, far side of the field. They have a wide out to the left. Lone running back, play action. Sloan, pressure, sacked. He goes down, ball comes out. Let's see who comes up with it. Did the Lobos get it? Yes, they did.
It's a flag on the far side, though.
All right, let's see what that flag is all about. Coming up with the ball for Longview was number 55, Zarius Shepherd. But we'll see.
Zarius Shepherd on the sack and fumble recovery.
So Zarius also responsible for the sack as well as the fumble recovery. And now let's see what the penalty marker is about. If it's a pre-snap penalty, it's offsides against Longview. Wipe that play out. That's too bad. Ooh. So that wasted the opportunity of the and wasted the sack and the turnover.
Oh, that's really a bad penalty right
there.
Tough.
This field goal, they're going to spot it at the 27. It's a 37-yard try for Jesus Hames.
Jesus James to attempt a field goal.
And we're waiting on the snap back. Ball down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. And with 7:39 to go in the first quarter, Marshall on the board first, 3-0 against Longview. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And driving to a 37-yard field goal by Jesus Jimenez. And now they try a pooch kick high, and it's gathered in by Longview at the 40-yard line. So nobody fooled there. And the kickoff fair caught by Brendan Reese. Three wideouts and a man in motion to the near side. He sneaks to the right wing, and Allen will roll to his right on second down and 4. Fires at sidelines, caught by Hale at the 31-yard line. Third down now and 4. Turn, play action, bootleg, right side. Allen throws it complete to the 15, to the 10, 5, and he's down at the 3-yard line. Elijah Johnson out of the backfield at fullback. Now they're in the eye with the quarterback under center. Turn, handoff to the tailback. Tatum in for the touchdown. Lobo Nation on their feet. Tatum's 2-yard touchdown run. A 57-yard drive for the score. And just like that, the Lobos have answered that field goal drive by Marshall with a touchdown drive of their own. Michael Fields will try the extra point. Snap back, Tut pulls it down, kick is up, and it's good. And with 4:45 to go in the first quarter now, Longview on top, 7-3 over Marshall. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields kicks it off after the touchdown run of 2 yards by Taylor Tatum. It could have gone out of bounds, but the return man decided to touch it before it went out of bounds for Marshall. So Marshall's going to end up with the football back at their own 7-yard line. And a massive mistake back there. Here comes Marshall in the gun with running backs on either side of Sloan, the quarterback. And Sloan straight back to throw, sets up a screen, and the receiver it comes out, and it's recovered. It looks like it's going to be Longview's ball. Ball was overthrown, and a catch. Yes, it is. Longview's ball. Ja'Cory Smith had to go up high to try to catch it. As he caught it, it came out, and it was
Buda Garrett.
Buda Garrett, number 10, that came up with the ball. It'll be third down and about 6. And the ball back at the 8-yard line. Allen's in the gun. Hale comes in motion to the right side. He's in the slot now. And Allen's looking for him in the end zone. He's double covered. The ball is overthrown. Let's see what John King decides to do. I'm assuming they're sending out the kicker. Yes, Michael Fields. They're going to spot the ball at the 14-yard line. It's going to be a 24-yard field goal.
Michael Fields will attempt the field goal.
Tut is the holder. Snap is back, kick is down, it's up, and it's good. Let the horn blow. Lobos lead it now, 10-7 with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Kickoff following the 24-yard field goal taken at the 10-yard line. Broken out to the 20, 25, and out of bounds at the 29-yard line. They'll send three wideouts to the left side. This shows you all the weird formations and the wild formations that Jack Alvarez will give. Quarterback's under center. He's got a tailback. And quick pass. Oh, he's blitzed and blown up back there. That is a big-time tackle by number 48 for Longview. That is Laquavian Jackson, who shot through the gap and knocked Sloan on his backside.
Yeah, that's straight up the middle, and he just comes in unblocked.
That dropped him back to the 25-yard line, a 6-yard loss. They're just going to let the clock run out. That is the end of the first quarter. After 1, Longview 10, Marshall 3. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And the punter's lined up back at his own 11. It's a low snap. He picks it up off the ground, left-footed. It's an end-over-end kick. It goes back, and it's taken by Nelson at the 45. Tries to get to the edge. Good open field tackle at the 43-yard line. And only about a 3-yard kickoff, rather punt return. First and 10 Lobos. 11:15 to go in the first half. They lead it 10-3. Split backfield, Allen in the gun. He'll hand it off to Tatum. Up the middle, gets a little bit of running room. Ball comes out. Fumble. It's recovered by Marshall.
Man.
He had a big hole, had a nice run, couldn't hang on to it. It was recovered, I believe, by number 17 for Marshall, D.K. Shaw, with 11:04 to go in the first half. They'll be at their own 34-yard line. And Sloan goes back to throw. Has time. Yeah. Deep ball. Mm-hmm. It's hung up. It's picked off. Picked off at the 35. It's Willie Nelson to the 50. Nelson breaks a tackle to the 45. Nelson's still on his feet. It's a scrum now. And he's finally brought down rugby style by Marshall after returning it to the 45-yard line in Marshall territory.
They tried to go deep on this side. Willie Nelson, who's playing safety this year, you just can't throw the ball up like that and don't think he's not going to be able to get there.
In that I formation again, they'll turn, play action. Allen looking to throw it back to the left side. Man open, Tatum couldn't. Oh, he caught it! He caught it! There was perfect coverage on him. Jacobian McCoy was all over him. The ball looked like it was going to pop out, but when Tatum hit the ground, he was able to hang on to the football and keep it for possession all the way down to the 21-yard line. It is a 29-yard gain and a first down, Lobos. Second and five now. They'll turn, hand it off to Tatum. Tatum tries the right side, bounces outside. Five, Tor, touchdown. Taylor Tatum. 16-yard touchdown run by Taylor Tatum. It was his drive.
He made two great plays in that one. The one, the reception, and at that time it was an outstanding run from 15 yards out.
A Taylor Tatum kind of drive. A spectacular catch to get him down around the 20-yard line. And then from the 16, he bounced it outside. It looked almost exactly like the run last week as the extra point by Michael Fields is good. And the score now, Longview 17, Marshall 3 with 9:29 to go in the first half. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Kickoff is a pooch kick. It's open, it's loose. Longview may come up with it. Let's see if they get the onside kick. They tried one of those short kickoffs like Marshall did. It didn't work out for Marshall, but I think Longview's going to come up with the football here. They do! Lobos have it! With a pooch kick that bounced all over the field. I don't know who came up with the football. First and 10 at the 32 of Marshall. And Jordan Allen back to throw, deep ball into the end zone. Touchdown, Longview! Touchdown to Kalen Reese.
Now, what a catch by him as he's in the end zone. He's thrown high. He jumps up. They cut his feet. He kind of does a flip and ends up with the ball.
What a throw and catch. And, I mean, Reese went up for it, got his legs cut out from under him by the defensive back, but fell in right on the goal line for the score and held on to the football. Great play by the Longview Lobos wide receiver. And Fields comes in now for the extra point, kicks it up, and it's good. And with 9:15 to play in the first half, Longview now with a 24-3 lead over Marshall. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. On the kickoff following the Longview touchdown, Robinson comes out to the 10, and he's buried right there at about the 12-yard line. Great downfield coverage by the Longview kickoff team. They're leaving the offense in on fourth down. This is a big, big gamble here. Lone running back, two wideouts, one on either side. Now they check the sidelines. I'll be interested to see if Alvarez calls timeout. Quarterback drops back just a little bit. They may just short formation punt it. They do. There's a flag. And it's a short punt, terrible punt, really, goes out of bounds because it was basically the kick made by their tailback, Brown. Check that, Davis. And there's a flag on the play back at the 17-yard line. That was ugly.
Illegal formation.
Illegal formation. That may be why. They were doing all kinds of moving around trying to get Longview to jump or keep them from having somebody back there. But whatever the case.
I think, sometimes in practice you think some of this stuff's a good idea. But when you play a team like Longview, you know, to corner an old phrase, they didn't fall off the turnip truck. So they are going to be ready for that kind of stuff. And tonight it's really hurt Marshall trying to do something.
It's killed them because you don't want to give the Lobos the ball in your own territory at the 31, and that's where Longview is, first and 10, second down and 10. 5:40 to play. Bootleg, rolling left, Allen. Allen catches his man. That's Hale into the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, Tatum. Tatum caught it coming out of the backfield. Taylor Tatum and a touchdown, his second one of the night. And Longview got to blow this thing open.
I got to tell you, you know, when you got Taylor Tatum in your backfield, somebody needs to guard him if he comes out. And Marshall just had nobody in the area, and he just walks in for the score.
And with 5:31 to go here in the first half, Fields wants to try the extra point that would make it 31-3. It's up, and it's good. And the Lobos are blowing this thing wide open. 31-3, 5:31 to play first half. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. 27 seconds left in the first half. Longview leads at 31-3 over Marshall. Marshall has the ball at the Longview 40-yard line, 4th and 10. Sloan in the gun, back to throw, pressure, fires it, intercepted! Intercepted and going at the 40, at the 45, and down at the 47-yard line is Tadarian Boone, who picked it off.
Tadarian Boone with the
second play in a row where he made a big play, and this time he intercepts it.
That may be the last play of this first half. As the clock ticks down, I don't believe John King's going to try to run anything else. An impressive first half by the Longview Lobos. And they go into the locker room in this 112th meeting, leading it by a score of 31-3 over the Marshall Mavericks. So Marshall is going to kick off to Longview to open the third quarter. They'll be kicking from our left to our right. Lobos won the toss to open the game and deferred to get the ball here. The ball is pooch kicked, and it's picked up by Taylor Tatum, and he steps out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And so here comes the punt team for the Lobos with 10:21 to play in the third quarter. Longview up 31-3. Line of scrimmage is the 39-yard line. Michael Fields back at his own 26 to receive the snap. Low, and he gets it off. It's a high, deep kick taken at the 20-yard line, and then the return man hit immediately downfield. And that was number, what is that, 42?
I think it was 23 I think what it was.
You got better eyes than I do. Jacoby Granville, we believe. Mavericks running out of time here. They send a wide receiver right. They have a wing on the right. And under center, the quarterback, Sloan, fade. It's picked off at the 25-yard line, going down the sidelines. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Longview Lobos. Number 46, Kylan Sublett.
Kylan Sublett just was sitting back there and just picked it off for turning. Well, I don't know if there's a flag.
Oh, no. That was a pick six, but it looks like it's coming back. All right, let's see what the call is. Two penalties. Blocking the back during the return against Longview. Apparently both of these holding against Longview. That one's going to be stepped off. Well, Marshall, instead of a pick six going the other way, they get an automatic first down on a holding penalty against Longview. Defensive holding, and they're going to walk it down to the 22-yard line. All right, they're going to go for it on fourth down and what looks like about 16. They've got to get to the 12-yard line for a first down. They'll send three wide, two to the right, one to the left. Sloan, deep ball, left side, throws it up for grabs. Is it picked off or did he get caught? I think it's incomplete.
It goes incomplete. That was good coverage by Jaden Simmons.
You expect the Lobos just to impose their will now and put this thing away?
Yeah, I think you'll see them throw some, but I think they'll stick pretty much the running game with this big lead and late in the third quarter.
From the gun, handoff again, up the middle, breaking through to the 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Longview, Elijah Johnson, 49 yards.
Elijah Johnson takes it in for a Lobo touchdown.
Well, that's 52 yards for Elijah Johnson. What do you think, Johnny?
That's pretty unbelievable. Before that, he had four carries for 16 yards, and now he picks up 52 on the 1 yard.
They really fall off a lot when Taylor Tatum comes in and Elijah just moves the tailback, right?
Yeah, really.
The extra point try is up, and it's good by Michael Fields. And now you're at 38-3. Longview on top with 4:11 to go. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. The kickoff is taken at the 3-yard line, brought out to the 5, the 10, blown up at the 11-yard line, still breaking tackles out to the 15, though. So give the return man, number 11, Bird Robinson, some credit for fighting for extra yards because he was hit back at the 10. And so Mavericks now with a chance to stick it in the end zone. They got a new running back in the game. Toss left. He'll fight to get into the end zone. Touchdown Marshall. Touchdown Sirmaj Gatson. Sirmaj Gatson from 3 yards out.
Yeah, he gets a carry and gets it into the end zone.
And so Marshall back on the board. They look like they're going to run a swinging gate kind of a formation. And now they'll toss it. And a jump pass over the middle, caught in the end zone for 2 points. And it's caught by number 2, Zachary Smith. Little trickery there on a 2-point conversion play. And just like that, it's 38-11. Longview's lead now cut just a little bit. With 1:10 to go here in the third quarter, you're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Pooch kick, and it's taken for a fair catch by number 11, DeKalen Reese. Longview is going to have good field position to open this drive. Handoff, Tatum up the middle, breaks it, up the middle to the 40, still spinning, and down at the Marshall 40-yard line.
Dude, I can't tell you how great a run that was, though, Brian.
He must have gotten hit 3 times going through there. Look at this, right up the middle. Breaks one tackle, gets hit twice, spins, still running, and then gets down to the 40. They're going to let the clock run out. We're inside 7 seconds to go, and that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. And after three, Longview leads at 38-11 over Marshall at Lobo Stadium. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. The number one ranked Lobos look every bit of it tonight.
Yes, impressive performance both offensively and defensively.
Now they'll send 3 wideouts left and Allen in the gun on 3rd down and goal from the 6. Back to throw Allen, pressure, breaks out of 1 tackle, still on the move. Fires it to the sidelines, incomplete, no chance of getting rid of the ball. And he gets slung down back there by number 8, Carson Combs. Now they're going to try a long field goal. It's spotted at the 29, so it'll be a 39-yard field goal. Fields drives the ball. It's good. And Longview takes a 41-11 lead. With 9:31 to play in the ball game, you're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. The kick taken at the 4-yard line, brought out to the 10, the 15, and then brought down. Good downfield coverage again by the Longview kickoff team. 2 tight ends back to throw. Hit as he goes down. It's a sack and a big time hit. My goodness. By number 90, that is
Watkins with the sack.
Watkins, Omarion Watkins, 96.
Yeah, Watkins with came off the backside and made the sack.
Willie Nelson is back to take the punt for Longview. And unless Quinn Hawkins gets a huge punt, this is going to be great field position for Longview.
Yeah, this is a dangerous spot for Marshall because Willie Nelson is a great returner. They kicked the ball, or at least they have so far, pretty low. Let's see. Longview should end up with pretty good field position.
Line of scrimmage now is going to be the 20. He gets the kickoff. It's high and it's short. And it's taken by Nelson on a fair catch at the 45-yard line. That's only going to be a 26-yard punt. In the I formation, they'll hand it off. Steverson up the middle, gets the first down, breaks it outside, 40, 30, caught from behind at the 27-yard line. Steverson, handoff to the running back into the end zone. Is that Elijah? No, it's not Elijah Johnson. It's number 35 for Longview, Jonathan Lee, who walks in from 5 yards out for the score. Jonathan Lee. Everybody touches the ball. Everybody scores the touchdown now. And that is going to really open it up as the extra point is about to be kicked. New holder in the game. And it's Fields that makes it 48-11. Longview on top of Marshall with 1:39 to go. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.
It's just total dominance the whole game, Brian. And this Longview's been excellent.
8 seconds to go. Clock ticks. Teams go to their respective sidelines. And this one is in the books. The 112th meeting of the Longview Lobos. John King goes to 18-1
yep.
against the Marshall Mavericks. Longview wins it by a score of 48-11. And an impressive ball game.
It's just total dominance on the part of the Lobos. They were up 31-3 at halftime. The final ends up 48-11. Their running game was just outstanding. Taylor Tatum ended up with 11 carries for 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. Elijah Johnson, 7 carries and a touchdown. It's just, I don't think John King's going to say much negative about tonight's game.
And you and I both, before the ball game, were not expecting anything like this. We're a little bit concerned about this game because of the style that Alvarez plays. We thought maybe this thing might be a lot more interesting than it turned out to be.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll begin the postgame show brought to you by the law offices of Sorey and Hoover. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.